Hello, and welcome to A Therapist and a Theologian podcast.
I'm Marty Smith. I am the occupational therapist.
And I'm Jamie Tanner, a theologian and farmer.
Farmer, yes.
Yes, and today we are talking about our origin story because several months ago we decided to start a nonprofit.
And by we, she means she decided to call me and say, hey, guess who's on my board?
It was, in my defense, it was your fault. And we will get into that whole story, but I feel that people need to first know how we met.
Okay.
And we need to admit to everybody out there that Marty and I knew each other from church for several years.
Years and years. And so many mutual friends.
Yes.
So many mutual
friends. And friends of friends and acquaintances.
Yes.
And we knew that we would get along.
Absolutely.
But we also knew we had no time.
And we had full friend cards. Friend cards were full good. And there was just no more room for another friend.
And it's like that Dunbar number where you can really only truly care about 120 people. And I think that for several years, our Dunbar card was punched and it was full.
It was.
And, but we were okay with that.
Yes.
And we knew it's like, well, if I need to know this woman, then there will be a time. And I already knew that I would like her. And but I also knew, again, I didn't have time. For a new friend.
Absolutely.
So, it was a few years ago.
Yeah.
I have a farm, Simple Sparrow Farm. And
I have a daughter who's very curious about a lot of farm type things.
Yes.
And specifically reproductive things. And so
yes.
when she got very elaborate, I would say, with her questions on how babies are formed, I reached out to Jamie and said, you have animals being born on your property. And I have a little girl that wants to see these things that I'm not comfortable, you know, in my, you know, suburban house being able to give her access to.
There were no so vaginas.
There were
for
no
her daughter to
vaginas to look at to that look I at. Was willing to expose.
And no penises.
Right, exactly. So, but there's plenty of them here at the farm.
Plenty.
And it's natural.
It's natural.
And it's easy.
Yes,
and
it is.
So, yes, I approached you because I knew that one of your goats was pregnant. And I asked my daughter, you know, do you want to go see this baby goat be born? Oh, yes, mommy, that would be fantastic. And I thought that was great. She'd already seen Bunny's mate, so she kind of knew that process.
Yes.
And that, so your goat was willing to be on display for all of
willing.
Us.
Willing, yes.
Yes.
Because she knew what was going on. No, what was so funny is, again, Marty and I at this point, we didn't really know each
other.
Barely
know each other,
again,
yes.
we were like acquaintances. And we had passed briefly in church for several years, maybe sat next to each other at Bible study and laughed at the same things because we have the similar sick humor.
Yes, for sure.
And so Marty comes out to the farm and she has this amazing camera and I am not a photographer. And I thought, what a great opportunity to have this willing photographer document this delivery for
me. And it's going to be beautiful.
It's
going to be so magical.
Black and white.
It's going to be beautiful. Yeah.
With like the hay and, you know, this very like avant-garde feel.
Yeah.
So she came out, I want to say like on a Thursday. And I was watching this goat. Because
and she assured me it would be within hours. So we literally jump in the car and race
book
over
it
here.
Out.
Yeah,
because as a farmer,
a new farmer,
I knew
say.
I was newish. Yes, I was. That was only the second year of kidding season for me.
Yes,
and the first year was nothing like that year.
Right,
but I knew when I had bred this goat, and so I wrote on my calendar and circled the day.
Yeah.
150 days after reading, like that's when the baby.
Did you
comes.
Have a plan? You had your plan, right?
I had my plan.
That's
I had,
right.
yeah. So she is approaching this day, this red circled day on my calendar, and I'm like watching her. Like she like would squat to pee. I'm like, is that the amniotic fluid? Nope, it looks like urine. Just, this poor goat, it was just, she was like under a microscope. So the day she was due, I called Marty. I'm like, today's the day.
I think I even took my kids out of school.
Like, I'm over here. So she comes out to the farm.
Yeah.
And nothing.
Nothing. And by nothing, we're like following this goat around. I've got my camera all stuck up in her vagina trying to get this picture.
Yeah.
And nothing. The goat's just
nothing.
Very irritated with us. And
yeah.
so I'm going to fast forward for the sake of time. How many days was it?
Yeah. So it was 4 days.
4 days. And
she carried late.
Yeah. And I would go home, but I have a definite fear of missing out. That is a trend in my background. And so at one point, Jamie was so sure it had to be this night
yeah.
that I literally didn't
you
go home.
You spent the night.
I did. I spent the night. And I think Susie was here with me.
Yes.
And we just put her in bed.
And Andy. Yeah. So, like,
we all spent the night.
It was, like, at least one or two nights.
We didn't even have toothbrushes.
Yeah.
And, like, so we have not bathed. And Jamie and I are delirious because we're
checking us out in the middle of the night.
And it was freezing. And we're sitting in this barn. And we were so sleep deprived that we were just laughing at everything. And,
yeah.
And of course, at this point, you know, we feel like we're back in Jamie's military days and, you know, in the trenches and she's telling me all these stories and I'm so tired. I'm like, wow, well, here's all my trauma past and here's all my baggage that I'm just going to start unpacking on your farm strange person
that we just met.
Amazing. Yeah.
Just started getting to know each other.
And we really realized how similar our backgrounds are.
Yes.
And how I just was like, solidarity, sister, solidarity.
Yes.
And we tried to bring the goat into the solidarity, but she just wasn't really.
She wasn't covering until finally 4 days go by. And Marty and I then had spent a good part of this weekend staring at a goat vagina and counting literally every time this stinking goat would squat and waiting and like every twitch of her side thinking
this
it's a contraction.
It.
No,
it
wasn't.
Gas.
And so we got to know each other so well, like staying up all night for days together.
Yeah.
Laughing at our equal stupidity and naivety when it comes to goat delivery. And finally this goat goes into labor. Marty's there with her kids and it just went on and on this labor.
Yeah.
And the baby's head came out. Because when with the goat delivery, you want to watch first the hooves will present and come out. And then the nose and sometimes the amniotic sac will bulge out and the water breaks and then the kid is delivered. Well, the hooves presented, the mouth and nose presented,
nothing.
The water burst.
Yeah.
And nothing.
We both knew that we were looking at a problem situation. So luckily I had even called another friend of mine, like, you've got to come see this goat. And so we had, my friend Tara was here as well with her kids. And it became very quick that this goat was in distress. And so Tara took the children back up to the farmhouse and Jamie looks at me and she's like, we have to help this goat. And I'm looking at Jamie going, I didn't even deliver my own babies. Like, I was emergency C-section
for
both of them.
Yes.
And I've never even had a contraction.
Yeah.
So she's like,
yeah.
Do you feel this contraction? No, Jamie, I don't.
Yeah.
I have no idea what this feels like.
Because all I can think about this poor goat,
yeah.
I delivered my kids naturally because I absolutely hate needles. And I have a background in medicine. I was a nurse medic in the Army. And so I'm
CPR certified.
So between the two of us,
we
could. So I'm looking at this goat. I'm going, oh my gosh, her poor like body. Like I'm just remembering the pain I had gone through with childbirth, and I knew enough. Like we had to pull this goat out.
Yeah, she's clearly
and
in distress.
The kids are stuck. It was awful.
Yeah.
And I'm just like praying. This whole time going, Lord, I have no idea what I'm doing. I have no idea what I'm doing. And this poor goat is going to die. Like, the kids are probably already dead. Because when a baby goat is being born, it doesn't move.
Right.
And we're
right.
just looking at this goat's head hanging out of the back end of this goat, not knowing what to do. So I'm just freaking out, like, just praying. I'm not qualified
for
this
job. I'm trying to be the voice of reason.
And I'm trying to like play it cool for Marty. Like, don't want to scare her. I'm
we're
a farmer.
Both, we're both trying to play
and we're
it all
both
cool.
Like,
we can do this.
In the
we're totally
in
cool
the
with this.
Yes.
This is fine.
So,
it's fine.
Oh, it's fine. Oh, my gosh. It's fine. So I end up, I have to go into the goat, and I feel a second set of hooves that I thought were her back legs.
Mm-hmm.
And
which
I
turned
thought
out her sister.
They turned out her
right.
sister's legs. So I push those legs back, and I am pulling on this goat. And I knew enough only to pull at the contraction, because that's what the uterus is designed to do. It's designed to squeeze, and it's senseless to pull. You
right,
can just
right,
damage a lot
right.
of stuff. I didn't want to damage her cervix or anything.
Right.
So I am pulling. Marty's pulling. And finally, this goat pops out, and instantly right there is another kid.
Yeah. And just falls out
and just
at this point.
Basically
yeah.
falls out.
But I do want to add just our personality difference. You know, Jamie is all like up in this goat, and I'm like, oh, do you have gloves? Am I have gloves in my car.
And I just am like, like dive right in. Like there's,
and I'm all like, can we at least touch your wedding rings? Oh my.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Okay.
No, and there's that vet in England that like takes off his shirt and like will deliver calves like shirtless. And like he's just all up in there. I mean, that's fine. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, I'm all up in there. Yeah. It was
Marty was trying to do like the proper medical.
We need to be sterile. We're gonna get back to you.
And I'm just like, we're in a barn and I don't have time to put on gloves. Like, we have to get these babies out. So the babies are on the ground. Yep. They're both alive. Yep. And I just...
But we don't know. Yeah. Like, yeah. They're... Oh,
and horrible. The mom was alive, and mm-hmm. I just, like, grabbed Marty, and I had that, like, half a second, honestly. I don't know if I've ever told you this. I was like, I just have to grab this woman. I don't know her very well.
I need to share this.
I've never held this person or hugged her. I don't know if she's a hugger. I'm not really a hugger. I just need to, like, cling on to something good. And I just was, like, bawling. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
And I'm sitting there going, there is amniotic fluid all over me. They're there. They're there.
And I just was inside a goat, and now I'm embracing you with all the goat juices.
It was awesome.
So we called the kids back down to look at the new life.
And Jamie's still crying at this
point. I was sobbing because I was so not in my, I had no idea what, reading stories and reading books and researching how you deliver a goat.
Your Google degree did not prepare you for this.
And I did all this research to feel prepared, to feel ready. And this one thing I had read was talking about if this happens, if they get stuck, mm-hmm. you have to go in, you have to feel what's going on. And, but it's such a low risk. It's such, so I was like, this will never happen.
Yeah,
and it literally was like the second time a goat was ever born at my farm.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And now you have lots of goats. And
now I have lots of goats. And now I'm kind of like the goat midwife and the sheep midwife. My neighbors
see,
call
me. In my family, we talk about, you know, you see one, then you do one, and then you teach
and
one.
And then you teach one.
And so you're in the teach one now.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where this whole friendship began, I suppose, is over that. And then just moving forward, we started with a great friendship, and she started learning about what I do, which is I got roped into a whole nother story of working with kids from abuse or trauma and neglect backgrounds. And I have done extensive trainings in this field, and so started working with sorry, she's passing me notes, see. But anyway, so she started asking me questions about what I do. And then she had a friend who had a child who was from, I believe, the foster system that was adopted or was still being fostered. But the child was having a lot of relational issues.
Mm-hmm.
And the mother had approached Jamie, and Jamie was kind of worried. She was like, "Ooh, I don't know about bringing her to the farm and, you know, if the liability issues with this."
Yeah.
And but she really wanted to help. And I could just, that was one of the things I just adore about you, is that you are so open and so just embrace everybody, love everybody, want to help anybody you can. But you have good boundaries, but you also just have that compassion, you know, and you feel.
But I have no idea what I'm doing, which
but
is
that's
why
okay.
Marty was such a godsend, because I literally was like, I have no clue, like delivering that goat. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to do it. Let's learn something.
Yeah, so you are truly, you're like one of the most, you know, send me, Lord, I'm willing. You know, equip me on the way.
But Lord, I guarantee, Lord, you have way better qualified people to send than me, but I'm willing to learn.
Yes,
so.
So all that to say, we started talking about it, and I thought, what a great service for this kid. And then I had some other kids that I was working with, and started doing some research on animal therapy and how animals can really help regulate these kids. Mm-hmm. And just how, wow, I've got a dear friend of mine who is amazing and intuitive and funny and just has all the qualities of people that you want to be around. And she's willing to open up her farm and let us come out here.
You're gonna make me cry.
Play. Yeah. So that's kind of where we started, was just I would bring out a client or send a client, and you know, you found other people, and then it just started growing from there.
Right.
And literally the next thing I know, you're like, hey, we're going to do this nonprofit.
So going back to where we started with our story, mm-hmm. was how I called you and said, you will be on the board of Simple Sparrow. where I'm going to elaborate on that now is because you know it was your fault that it started.
I still because
she doesn't agree with me. We might need to take a poll to see who agrees. So here I am. I'm running this farm. I started seminary.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just always thought of this farm as this belongs to God. And with my background, I always felt safe around farms. Mm-hmm. I felt safe around animals. And it was something I really desired to recreate, mostly just for myself, because I love animals and I wanted to be with them and work with them. And I also wanted to provide my family with that farm life experience.
Well, and that's one of the reasons that I feel so strongly that Simple Sparrow is very much, God has a huge hand in this, because your standpoint was, you know, it's 5 acres. This is not a huge farm.
Yeah.
It's a hobby farm.
Yeah.
You know, you never...
It's actually 2 acres.
Oh, is it?
But it feels big.
It's spacious.
But it feels really.
It's
it feels like five.
Spacious.
It feels
it's
like
so
five,
spacious.
But it's really only two.
But and you
but
know.
If my neighbor's listening and he wants to sell me part of his field to make it five, then you
That'd
can. You can actually donate
yes,
that part of your field to Simple Sparrow. But we're technically two. But yes, continue
okay,
on.
But yes, yes. And as Jamie and anyone who knows me well will testify, I've tried to quit my job every January for the past 10 years probably.
Yeah.
And so I really, when she approaches me, like, do you want to be a board member? I'm like, no, I don't want to work at all. Like, I really
Which I don't
just,
feel like I asked you if you wanted to be a board
no,
member.
No, actually, I don't think you did.
I
don't think you
I
did.
I think I
yeah.
actually told you
but
that
I
this
am.
Was going to happen. Because, okay, Marty goes around and she talks all over. It's like internationally. This woman is a rock star. And she's amazing.
No,
and
I just
has,
get crazy opportunities.
She's
That's,
amazing.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
It's crazy.
She has crazy opportunities because she's crazy talented.
No.
And
Thank
so
you.
She contacts me at the beginning of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I had just been opening up the farm feeling like, Lord, this is your property. These are your animals. This is your space. Use it for your glory. However you want. Because I just love it. I just can't believe I have a farm.
And
like,
I'm just
this
so,
is such
so
a dream.
Grateful Jamie has a farm and I can hold the bunnies. Thank you,
and
Lord,
Marty comes
for giving Jamie
for
a farm to hold the bunnies.
So
yeah.
Marty then contacts me and she goes, Jamie, I was wondering if I could mention Simple Sparrow Farm when I go like doing all these speaking conferences. And I mean, there's only like a couple hundred people at every event. I'm going to be in Canada and Iceland and like all over the America.
But these people won't contact you.
And,
they're far away.
And
they're
I was like, away. Straight up, like heart palpitations going, oh my stars. Like, huh, okay. Like Georgetown, Texas, where we live, like doesn't even know I exist. Like, and here's Marty. Gonna go and talk about us all over the world. And I thought, oh man, it was a matter of trusting God and going, okay, is this our next step? Because God, I kind of really like just having like a little quiet
mm-hmm.
life where people don't know me and I have Marty coming out and, you know, this is doable. You know, occasionally I bring animals to the kids' school to talk about them, like, but this is so laid back.
And I'm in seminary. Like, let's
and
not,
I'm in
not
seminary.
Me. Like,
yeah,
Jamie.
Yeah.
Like, she's taking a
full load
of classes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Getting
like
a full 15, on
yeah, 15 credits working
and,
on
oh,
this theology
did you mention
degree.
How many children you have?
Oh,
yes.
I have 4 children and a
yes.
husband. So it's like I have 5. Just kidding, honey. You're not like a child.
He's
You're
amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah, so, I mean, I have enough going on.
Yes.
But when she asked me if she could talk about Simple Sparrow, first of all, I kind of hyperventilated and had heart palpitations. But once I got over that, I felt that, yes, this is the time to step out in faith
mm-hmm.
and trust God that his time, his gifting, and his purpose for me is for right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I relied very heavily on Marty's expertise, and I still do. I rely on your expertise in the field of therapy to kind of guide and direct, because I'm not a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a part of that world or those circles. But Marty pointed out how the therapy world knows how important it is to have...
But they don't have access
yeah.
to it.
So they
yeah.
need this
yeah.
kind of therapy, but they don't have access to it. And
right.
here I am just so happy to share what God has blessed me with
mm-hmm.
and come out and hold a bunny or feed a goat or walk a llama and not even really making the connection, the value of this for the community at large. And mm-hmm. so it really was an act of stepping out in faith and trusting God. Like, this is the time to act. I ended up making a wonderful relationship with a local business in Georgetown. It's mm-hmm. Sweet Lemon mm-hmm. Kitchen and Inn. Mm-hmm. And they started displaying artwork of mine to help mm-hmm. kind of raise awareness and promote the farm and what we offer at Simple Sparrow. And then every other Tuesday, I also go and do a story time.
Well, and your artwork is another way for you to get income as well. Yes. Because especially as more people are coming out, you know, the animals, you're getting more animals.
Yes.
And you need,
yes.
You need places for people to park, and you need places, you know, like with the added opening of your doors is more responsibility and more need. And so that's why, and I just love that you were like, well, what other gifts and talents do I have? And you're an amazing artist. And so you've been able to display your artwork at Simple Lemon, which I think is fabulous.
Sweet Lemon.
Sweet
yes.
Lemon. Yeah.
Yes.
I keep thinking Simple and Sparrow, but
yeah.
But yeah. And then that, right. You know, as a way to generate revenue.
But just the overwhelming community mm-hmm. support then, not just from Georgetown,
right.
But then with Marty's field and the expertise that she brings to the mm-hmm. table and how many amazing opportunities she's been given for us to collaborate mm-hmm. and really work together.
Yeah.
It's been really amazing.
It is. So. And it's the beginning of the journey, I would say.
It's a journey.
I'm excited. April, we're going to do our first conference together, which again, I cannot stress enough how much it's just been just this fun, you know, it started out, we were doing a Bible study. I'll not going to get into it entirely, but 2017 was a rough year for me. And I came to Jamie and I said, I'm drowning in my personal life. Can you, you're in seminary, right? You know this Jesus stuff really well. Like, how about you write me a Bible study and do this Bible study with me and a couple of my friends who are also having a rough time. And so we went through Rebecca together and
Rebecca,
Jamie,
yeah
and Jamie led us through that, you know, just as a really, as such a gift to me, having a personal, you know, Bible study that really spoke to the situation that I was in, and then also just getting to know Jamie a little bit better. And then I got a call, because I keep trying to quit my job, and then I keep getting calls of people saying, hey, how about you come to Arizona? It's going to be at a resort, and, you know, you only have to speak for 2 hours, but we'll put you up for the whole weekend. And, you know, oh, did I mention it's at a resort? And I thought, oh, well, yeah, I'll go. Like, that'd be fun. And so I asked the Bible study, you know, who wants to go with me? And
like, as a girl's trip.
As a girl's trip. Right. Like, I have to work a little bit, but I'll have a hotel room. We can all bunk up. That'd be great. And so then I got to thinking, well, why couldn't Jamie co-present?
Because I'm not qualified.
and then it was just this fabulous, like, that would be really cool. So not only will Jamie join me, but she will actually, you know, present as well. And so that I am so excited about, because we have no idea what's going to happen in April.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's going to be fabulous. And you're going to get calls to do more. And
we'll see.
Like, I'm just so excited to see how this partnership kind of, you know, evolves. And,
yes.
And
it has. It's
like,
been.
It's just going to be great. And maybe I will be able to retire, and then I'll just, you know, I'll be your plus one.
Oh, well, I feel.
Awesome.
No, but I feel so much like it's just been this amazing, uplifting relationship between us and as sisters in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I really see how us out serving each other, like, I want to uplift you
as
a therapist.
To lift you. Yeah.
And you're lifting me as a farmer. By the way, I have no letters after my name.
A theologian.
And Mark
the theologic
does.
Theologian.
And so I'm going to have letters after my name.
You're
going to
have more letters.
Most people won't even know what those letters mean. Because what the letters you get from seminary, they don't, I mean, great, I know the Bible. Studied it.
Yeah, well.
But it's just this. What really stands out to me, too, and just our whole origin story and how I see God just orchestrating this, is when we are committed to loving each other and serving each mm-hmm. other, and we can't love and serve everybody intimately,
mm-hmm.
but where I see God using Marty is that inner room friendship, like mm-hmm. that close intimacy that we have with just a few like a few people,
mm-hmm.
and how God just chooses to take those relationships to develop them deeper, to mm-hmm. do more with them for His glory, for His purpose. And, you know, Simple Sparrow isn't a religious affiliated. We're not sponsored by any church. We have mm-hmm. partnerships with churches, with mm-hmm. other nonprofits, with schools, businesses, but it's not religious. It mm-hmm. really is in an effort to provide farm education, farm therapy, and our goal is that these people of all ages, backgrounds, and abilities can learn, grow, and heal.
Absolutely.
And isn't it amazing?
And it's been...
We can use this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just can't speak highly enough of one of the things I love that we're trying to do through Simple Sparrow even is just that relationship and how... I know I struggle with the relationship a lot in my background, and you and I have had conversations of how it is hard for us to get close to people,
yeah.
and how we are learning as Simple Sparrow evolves,
yes.
how to help other people have relationship as well.
Right.
And so that is something that I'm very excited about
yeah.
with this
right.
nonprofit is
yes.
to be able to say, wow, you know, like, let's really try and make some connections
yeah.
for people. And,
right.
and make connections for people who connections are not easy for them.
Yes.
Naturally.
And provide a healthy community.
Yes. And
that's not
yes.
a church community. Churches
right.
are wonderful. And
absolutely.
They do provide a level of community
mm-hmm.
that's biblical.
Mm-hmm.
But then looking at the culture and seeing and addressing, you know,
yeah.
there needs to be safe relationships. There needs to
mm-hmm.
be trust relationships. How can
mm-hmm.
we go back to how God designed us as creation to
right.
steward creation,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and
to
challenge
have
people to do that and
yeah.
have fellowship.
Yeah,
it's,
for sure.
it's all about that relationship. So
yeah,
and I'm so thankful to be doing this
I'm
crazy journey with you.
I'm thankful to be at your table, sister. Like, it has been a ride for sure.
It
and
has
I,
been.
I look forward to seeing where Simple Sparrow goes.
Yes,
and where
I know.
Where
well,
it
I feel like this is an amazing origin story. So
it starts with the birth of a goat.
It starts with the birth of a goat
right.
and vagina juices and everything for people out there to visualize. So we are also, Marty is doing her therapy videos
mm-hmm.
for therapists out
I'm
gonna there.
I'm going to try. I let's not put that out there so much of a commitment just yet.
She's working on it. So be looking for that.
And that's the accountability you're going to bring to the table.
Yes, that's my accountability.
Thanks, Jamie.
And then we are also going to be...
And Jamie's going to be doing some farm education.
Some farm education videos.
As well.
And all of that can be found at simplesparrow.farm.
And you're
going
to also continue to be taking bunnies around. I know you took them to the Alamo.
I take bunnies around. Yes.
You're doing programs at your
We're doing
schools.
Things. Things
yeah.
are happening. So, yes. And
Baby's
going
to come do art. Like, that's...
It's a big deal. I know.
It's exciting.
Things are happening. Things
yeah.
are happening. So anyway, more information on us at simplesparrow.farm. Or if you don't believe me that we are at .farm, you can also look up simplesparrow.org.
Ooh, you're both now.
We're both now.
Fancy.
I know.
Well done.